Pennsylvania Republicans call for Arizona-style election audit in the Keystone State. By Hannah Blow on June 3, 2021. Pennsylvania Republicans are calling for an Arizona-style election audit in the Keystone State. As three state lawmakers toured the Grand Canyon State's audit site, the Veterans Memorial Coliseum in Phoenix, this week. Arizona State Senator Wendy Rogers, R., provided an update on the attendees at Wednesday's audit. Those included Pennsylvania State Senators Chris Dush, R., and Doug Mastriano, R., and Pennsylvania State Representative Rob Kaufman, R. 47% of the people in this country don't have faith in the electoral integrity right now, Senator Dush said, according to the Wall Street Journal. Dush added his constituents are very much up in arms with the lack of any movement on trying to find out what happened. Senator Mastriano feels similarly but emphasized he is not about overturning anything. I'm just trying to find out what went right, what went wrong, and how do we have better elections in the future, he said. During a radio appearance on WEEO-FM, Mastriano said they intend to bring the information back to the Senate leadership. We'll back brief them on the way ahead and then hopefully we can come up with an approach here to make sure every person in Pennsylvania can rest assured they have one vote and it counts. Arizona Senate Republicans issued subpoenas to the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors in December for a scanned ballot audit as well as a full forensic audit of ballot tabulation equipment. The software for that equipment and the election management system used in the 2020 general election. The audit formally began April 23. Arizona's Democrat Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, who referred to the audit as a political stunt that has only served to cast doubt on the integrity of our elections, has since voiced concerns of election officials in other states who are supposedly very concerned about this coming to their states, and are looking at Arizona to see how they might be able to stop it if it does. Nonetheless, the audit in Arizona has charged on. As Breitbart News reported, the president of the Arizona State Senate asked the chairman of the Maricopa Board of Supervisors in a letter on Tuesday to address three serious issues that have arisen in the course of the Senate's ongoing audit of the returns of the November 3, 2020 general election in Maricopa County. Arizona State Senate President Karen Fan identified those three issues in her letter to Maricopa County Supervisors Board Chairman Jack Sellers as 1. Ongoing non-compliance with legislative subpoenas. 2. Chain of custody and ballot organization anomalies. And 3. Deleted databases. Former President Donald Trump has even weighed in since the start of Arizona's audit, contending the fake news and lamestream media is doing everything they cannot to cover this major story. They just refuse to talk or report about it. They don't want the United States or world to see what is going on with our corrupt, third world election, Trump said. President Joe Biden was certified as the winner of Arizona's election, bagging the state's 11 Electoral College votes. Biden ultimately won by fewer than 11,000 votes statewide.